Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we're going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
You know what? I don't even know how to say this. But y'all know with that long pause, I forgot to take myself off mute again. Cause what was in my ear. You know what I'm saying? Saying sweet nothings in my ear. Probably telling lies, but I was buying them. However, what's going on, world? What's up, USA? What's up, ATL? We got Juicy on the check-in. Juicy, what's going on?
Hey, what's good?
I'm just over here going through it right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because I know I'm like this because I know how I am. And when you're not one female player in the world, or the whole wide world, you think everybody else is a player just like you. So, you know, I'm giving folks hell for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Accusing folks of cheating on GDMP. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's what I do. I play too many games, you know what I'm saying? I just play too many games, that's just me. Maybe it has something to do with my zodiac sign. What you think?
Oh, yeah, I like the label.
Your mouth already.
Ow.
Do it hurt? You put my ow.
Yeah, you sound nice.
I'm just saying. You know what they say about Libras? So they're lovers and liars. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't fuck with Libras.
Oh.
I fuck with them. I fuck with male Libras the short way. You know what I'm saying? It's hot. It's hot in the studio tonight. Got to put the fan right here in front of me. Y'all know how. Shoot. Ever since the bitch got blood, I've been hot. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Having blood can cause you. It just make you run your arrow. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
don't know it right.
and, you know, shedding like a damn snake. I have literally peeled out of my whole skin, but you know what? We're going to spend all this session talking about that. We're going to talk about these zodiac signs, Sunday, baby. Shout out to every country. I'm tired. My voice is scratchy. Please don't be sitting up my. She didn't shout the UK out. She didn't shout out London. She didn't say nothing about Wales. Look, listen to my voice. Then I just got through crying and somebody ill. I mean, I made the tears come down. He was like, I don't want you crying. I was like, okay, you mad at me for crying. I'm so low down, down. That's a damn shame. And the good part about it is you don't listen to the show, so he'll never know the true beast that I am. I hope his family don't listen and be sitting up on man. She be telling my son to get that's why I tell him to be well, because I'm a beautiful fucking nightmare. You see what I'm saying? You see that shit?
Man.
Shout out to Fat for the fish fry set Friday. We're going to be having another one. You know what I'm saying? We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And the fish was good.
I don't know how to pronounce the name. I'm not looking at it right now. But shout out to LaMiko, one of the super bitches who came through. And for those of you out there wondering what juices look like, ask LaMiko. She met him.
Yep.
That was so funny. She said, that's juicy right there. That's juicy. When she on my mouth.
Soon as I on my
yep. I thought that was too cute. I was like, aww.
This was
fun. She said, I'm a listener, boy. And I said, boy, I'd like to hear him. The feedback, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The shout out to all the super bitches.
Yeah. The number continues to grow daily.
And we start out.
For those of you all that just tuned in and want to know what the super bitches are, those are the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic and honorable women of the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that don't know, you should be unleashing a super bitch in you. And I'm a bit preoccupied with that, y'all can see. I'm peeling the skin off. Nothing to, get the show on the road. This is what's your turn?
I'm a counselor, baby.
I don't fuck with my counselor with y'all. Move fucking swings and shit. Psycho goddamn pals and shit. Man, y'all made me sick.
Man, I'm so loyal. It's so truthful.
Loyal my ass.
Oh, yeah.
My mama is a damn counselor. And I can remember times I'd be like, mama, you do such. Yeah, I sure will. Come back 15 minutes later, hell no. I mean, she got an ultimatum on something that she's willing to do, and she ain't willing to do what she said she was going to do the first time. You're like, fuck. And that's happened all the time. I'm for real. One day, I'm going to come back 15 minutes and brief y'all on why I had to be rushing to the hospital over this summer. Because I'm telling you how them counselors change their mind. Juicy. You change your mind by doing hot side radio, did you?
Man, now.
You are.
Why would I do that?
Because you did.
I'm saying.
Now, I'm saying that motherfucking ass. You know what the fuck you did.
What I do?
I was like, Juicy, you won't call in tonight?
I'm praying. Give me one little minute. What the fuck is one little minute?
How the fuck do you measure one little minute? What the fuck is that? It's either 60 fucking seconds, but what is one little minute? Is it 30 seconds? I mean, how the fuck is a one little minute?
Ah, a little hot second.
Now, hot damn, motherfucker. If any of y'all that listen, y'all know what a hot little minute is, that can help me understand, please call in and let me know. Those that's on the switchboard in the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1, and your call will be acknowledged. Until then, happy listening. Today we're talking about Zodiac Sign Sunday. World, we read your minds as usual, you know, because you know Lady Libra know everything. So that's one of the gifts of being a Libra. You know everything. I know things before they get ready to happen. I knew Showstopper was going to fall in love with me before he did. I already knew that. I was like, see, you set yourself up a failure. I'm finna fuck your world up. You sure you want to do this? Yeah. I, okay, motherfucker, come on. Come on. Now he don't know his name no more. You done changed his name. He ain't even sign. Is reality at its motherfucking best. Tonight we are presenting the Zodiac Test. Please come ready. This will be a long motherfucking night. The battle of the Zodiac will be a grand delight. Topic. Do you believe that the Zodiac is real? What are some of the positive / negative characteristics of your Zodiac sign? Are there certain Zodiac signs that you only date? Do you blame your Zodiac for your attitude / behavior? Excuse me, sexual behavior? I'm a freak because I'm a Scorpio. Oh, excuse me. All right, when I'm in left field. The topics for tonight are unfucking limited, and this show will probably continue. Pack a snack and ride or die. Let's go. And for those who don't know what ride or die is, reach into dreams every day or fucking die. Dig into excuses. The choice is yours. Get self-reduction. Shout out to BBM and all those motherfucking ACL diamonds. Super bitches, stand the fuck up.
All right.
You know how I like to take it back. Oh, let me say a few things for this motherfucking Aquarius here. Because, you know, I don't fuck with them Aquariuses. Yes, I do.
Aquarius is a hot.
Girl. So I ain't mean to say that Showstopper was an Aquarius. I ain't mean to say that. What's happening, Cole?
Yo, what it do, man?
How many holes you got over that day? Because, you know, we talking about the Zodiac. You know how the Zodiac make you get freaky tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'm done all night, man. You know what I mean? I had a long night last night, so I'm still covering.
Oh, you what tonight? Okay, you rolled up.
Hey, man,
you know
it's just like I
listen, tune in to hear you get your dick sucked. The fuck wrong with you?
Hey, man, you know how I told them folks they need to go drink some water, man. You know what I mean? They need to take a break.
Y'all
don't want
no motherfucking water, cuz.
I'm going to drink out of take a break, man. This is what's going on, man.
I wish I could change my sign. I get tired of being Lady Libra because see, it's a stigma. It's a, you know, it's not, there's so many things, negative connotation behind the word Libra. I get so tired of people just figuring, oh, she a Libra. I know how y'all get down. I'm sick of this shit, cuz.
Well, you know, man, that's Aquarius, man. You know, by us being two elements, man, you know, we just so far ahead of everybody, man. We just keep that shit moving, man. Keep it flowing, man. And blowing the goddamn flowing. You know how it go. What up, man?
We finna get deep tonight, cuz. We finna get real fucking deep tonight. We finna break this whole Zodiac shit down and probably continue this shit, the Tuesday, probably the Thursday. Ain't no stopping this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I want everybody to know this is the age of Aquarius, and I know this is going to make DJ Sweet upset, but this is how I go. And I got to do me because I got listeners from 18 to 80, and this is something they can understand, baby. Welcome back, world. I had to go ahead and get the throwback out of the way, cause you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about, man, shout out to Credit.
Shout out to Fifth Dimension. That's 1960, baby, the age of Aquarius. Every listener over the age of 40 said the bitch did the damn thing there now. So you don't understand because your ass mm-hmm. still 20, whatever the fuck you is. Oh, you understood it, Pimp?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to.
I died to the council.
Well, that's all was for the Aquarius. You know what I'm saying? You wanna act like that?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that Aquarius song, you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't get too much shout out, we get so much hate, man, cause we're so diverse, man, but it's all good.
I love Aquarius, cause
yeah,
it's the motherfucking Libras I don't fuck with. I don't fuck with the Libra men. They crazy as fucking hell and hoes.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Am I like them? Yeah. I better not be.
See, that's the difference that's the difference between us, man. See, Aquarius, we can fuck with other females, Aquarius, you know what I mean? We can get along together, you know what I mean? We don't really have no problem with anything. It's them cancers, really, that we have problems with. But other than that, man, we can fuck with other
I don't mean to be rude. It's just that I want to get this out before the conversation gets started. Happy birthday to my friends, my male friends on tag. He said his name is All Girls Like Tall. Happy fucking birthday, because all girls are not like tall. Juicy like them short. So I don't know what the fuck you mean by that. Happy birthday to Barry T. Happy birthday to Frank R. And then for my male Facebook friend, happy birthday to Richard Dover. Happy birthday to you. Friend on Facebook. Her name is LaWanda Watkins. Happy birthday, LaWanda, from High Star Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, cuz, you know the time he called out the Zodiac, and then just ironic that we talking about Zodiac today? See how he be speaking things into existence?
That's how you pull the sprinkler, man. You know what I mean?
See, that's an Aquarius call. Do you approve of him now?
Oh, I've been approved. You know what I mean? I just don't approve everything, but you know what I'm saying? I approve what I approve.
You're a pimp. She's a lover. It's a deal.
Now, sweet.
You know what I'm saying? I wish the fuck I was. I wish you were more than one on the team that I knew about.
You wish it was.
Yeah, I wish I thought it was a bitch on the team.
Yeah, man, be
when
careful.
When I see him, he ain't gonna even be on the team. Oh, Michael. You know what I'm saying? Some of my men are allowed to have other women, depending on what position they got. Because it's only fair, you know what I'm saying? You got position 2000, then I ain't no way in the hell I'm gonna tell you can't see nobody else.
Yeah, man, don't take it to you for granted, though, man, you know what I mean?
No,
appreciate the team, man, you know what I mean? Because the team, sometimes, you build your organization, sometimes, man, you get used to winning championships, man. So it's like you got to go like these lay bars, man, and, you know, you just got to keep building up on that championship mentality, you know what I mean? You got to keep your core intact, if you understand
what
I'm
saying. Only you can make the pimp game, player game out of a motherfucking real sport. Only you can do some shit like that.
I mean, that's how you're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, translate life. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm glad you're teaching me and sprinkling me on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because sprinkle me by these councils. Cause, see, I heard that you know, getting ready to get started. And Juicy was getting ready to get riled up. And I want to see what the hell is going to come out of this shit.
Okay. Yeah, Juicy, it's like councils. It's so up and down, wishy-washy. You know, we can get along just fine, but then again, you can't get along because sometimes you're just a little too emotional for us sometimes, you know what I mean?
That's that water sign in them, because you know that Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, they are all water signs. They
so we're water signs too. We're water signs too at the same time.
No, you're not. You are an air sign, but well, you're just represented by the water barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius is an air sign, baby. We like freedom. We like to spread our wings. We like to motherfucking fly. Y'all understand, my man.
Okay.
Because there's only certain ones I want on my team. I only want air signs on my team because, see, if I start to get some of the water signs on the team, they're going to be too emotional. They ain't going to be able to handle this shit. They're going to be so much sitting outside my window. I'm going to fuck you up when you come out. I ain't got time for that. Fire signs either, cuz. I mean, fire signs are the Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. Them motherfuckers are dynamic. They feisty. They fearless. They will kill me, cuz. I'm not trying to come up with what's thinking because I'm a female player, cuz. You feel what I'm saying? I see you don't even know what I'm saying. You represented by the water barrel, but you are the motherfucking air boo. Air is Gemini, Leo, and Aquarius.
Okay, well, we'll take that. We'll take that. You know what I mean? It's whatever. You know what I mean? No big deal.
And it even depends on what year you born in, because I like to go by the Western Zodiac, too. So I'm the year of the rabbit slash cat.
Rabbit
you know
slash.
What I'm saying? Yeah, you want me to look it up? What year were you born in, cub? I can do it. You know, I can go through it real quick while
I'm sitting here. Read about me.
Come on,
I ain't got to read about you. I can tell you about you.
I'm 79.
Okay, we're emotional, but see, you got to keep it real with a couch.
Y'all intuitive, though. y'all can feel shit for it. Y'all can pick up shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all intuitive, so I like that. I mean, I keep water signs around me now. Because, see, if I miss some shit, because I'm L, I ain't paying that much attention to shit. Because I'm so self-fucking absorbed. But that's who I am. I'm a Libra. You know, I blame on the Libra. Maybe it's just who the fuck I am. And those that are listening, in the event that you desire to say something, please press 1. You will be acknowledged. Until then, happy listening. However, now, back to what I was saying. If I keep my team, see, I feel my female set on my team, depends on what position I give you. on what zodiac I allow you to be. Now, I'm only niggas on my team will only be out. I'm only deal with Gemini, Libras. I ain't even going to deal with Libras too long. That's going to be strictly cutty. Strictly for the fucker thing. Excuse me.
Ooh.
See, if I want a nigga to invest a little feelings in the shit, I'm going to pick up on the Aquarius. I'm going to be careful because Aquarius is a little hard. I like it. You know what
I'm saying? You got to understand,
and,
you know what I'm saying? We're very careful with who we choose to settle down with, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm engaged and nobody knew it. Oh, kill me. That's it. I'm a female player of the whole wide world.
We choose our roles better wisely, man. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, out there. I want to hear what Juicy was going to say about the counselors, though, man, as far as them being too emotional.
See, you can't give
her
no meat.
You can't give her no meat. Now I'm getting to be a bit now. Now, you ain't going to share and share life, and goddammit, you can't have it either. You don't want to be so bad. You can't have none. Then you used to hate when she do that shit. You just made me mad with that shit. You got enough for everybody? No. You can't damn have it. But you said you ain't got enough to go around in everybody's mouth. Then take it out yours.
Okay. But see, counselor, see, you can't give us no meat signal. See, you got to be straight and direct with, or you know what I'm saying? If it is, then it is. If it ain't, then it ain't. Then we don't know how to react to it. But if you got us thinking that, you know what I'm saying, you in love and you love her, you know what I'm saying, then we go, okay, counselors react on the vibe, you know, that people give them. And, you know, our feelings change just like that. Just like that. One minute we could be interested, the next minute, hey, this I did, you know.
I know. One minute you hit the next one, you got an attitude. It is a flip-flop in the stuff of a finger. Y'all will have an attitude.
You know what? See, I find that just depends on the person.
No, it cock it down. No,
yes, it do. Yes, it do. That just depends on the person.
You got many faces like the motherfucking moon. One minute you're a crescent. One minute you're a full goddamn moon. One minute you're half a motherfucking moon. You know what? That's why I'm going to speak to the Capricorns, because at least they grounded and know how to fucking make love.
I want to take this time out from rapping right now.
Oh.
It's just something really personal to the world. I want to dedicate this to my baby.
Yeah.
Since I know that he listening, I'm going to always be your girl. And maybe y'all never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I've felt. See, I've never had this tingle inside from a man. Feels like he makes my heart melt. I mean, the way that he looks at me, it's a look I've never got from another brother. Got swag, calm, collective. And you know what else? He's a damn good lover. He knows what it takes to keep a smile up on my face. And he knows when I'm feeling uncomfortable and our relationship is out of place. The taste of his lips, the swag in his walk. How he's so disciplined, ambitious, and the way that he talks. A Capricorn. Stole my heart, and I don't even want it back. He can have it, cause he got it like that. So independent, focused, and he knows how to love. Who would have dreams in a million years it would be you? God, he's speaking of. The fifth sign of the zodiac, one of the most serious and stable, reliable, responsible, and the characteristic that I like most is the lady. He's always ready, willing, and able. Now, when God created him, I know he had to be in a good mood, because my man gives me the utmost respect. And ladies, he's never disrespectful. He's never rude. All of the above. I just wanna say thank you, God, for giving me all I've been. I feel like Cinderella when she found her prince. I can't remember I was looking for love, but I ain't been looking since. My Capricorn, my Capricorn. Motivation, his patience, all come back together in one man, my man, strong but careful of every move that he makes, all the steps that he takes, real, not fake, the Capricorn, that's all I ever needed, all I ever wanted, so I took this time out of my life, and let you know how I was feeling, without my Capricorn. Baby, I love you. Your love waiting here for you. So wherever you are, whatever station that you listen to right now, I'm here. Somebody call my Capricorn home for me. Or better yet, I do it myself.
Well, read your minds as usual. HTR Reality at its best. Tonight we are presenting the Zodiac Test. Please come ready. This will be a long motherfucking night. The battle of the Zodiac will be a grand delight. Topic: do you believe that Zodiac is real? What are some of the positive/negative characteristics of your Zodiac sign? Are there certain Zodiacs that you only date? Do you blame the Zodiac for your attitude/sexual behavior? The topic for tonight will probably be unlimited. And this show is going to continue. Pack a snack, ride or die. Let's go. Cause you thinking about dating you a Capricorn now? Because Trina just, you know what I'm saying, put it down for the Capricorns. What you think?
Shit, man, I ain't never owned no Capricorns, man. I fuck with the Capricorn too, man. I fuck with everybody, man.
You know, Capricorns and well, you ain't supposed to be compatible with no Capricorn. See,
but
Capricorn,
just like this is said, though. This is said, it's all depending on the person, though.
Hold on, motherfucker. You slurring. Yeah. Are you high? Are you somebody sitting on your face?
No, I'm a little. I'm straight.
Nah, nigga, I heard you. I'm just saying.
Just a little smoke. That's all. Just a little smoke.
Shout out to the world. Shout out to the ATL Diamonds. Shout out to BBM, the Bread Brothers. Shout out to John Doe, DJ Real, C1 Films, Twin Folk, Bad Bomb from Dungeon Family, Not a Man from the Philly. And you already know, show, stop them. Okay. Anyway, so what I'm saying here, cause, do you know any famous Aquariuses? Because I'm just trying to see how much talent an Aquarius is. Because now we know that Showstop is an Aquarius. And I know you got talent.
Aquarius is nasty and they freaky.
They nasty. Lay her down. In and out. Hey, oh, hell no. This motherfucker done called my people nasty.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Oh, yeah. It's like that, man.
You know what I do when I see Showstopper?
We were in the streets, man. Okay, let's go. Somerville. Summer here. Hey,
DJ Steve.
Going home. Adelville. Summer here. Summerville. Go three.
little bit, because I'm saying she just co-signed on some major shit right now.
Mm-hmm. I can dig it, but I co-signed for that, too.
You know what I'm saying? I fall back. You know, hey, I fall back. You know what I'm saying? And see, now I understand my cool. Damn. I ain't look at it like that. Damn,
cool. Oh, yeah.
Cool, have you ever been with a Libra? Have you ever been with a Libra?
Have I been with a Libra? Man, let me see. Libra, right offhand, I really can't say because I am not good with remembering people's birthdays and all, but.
Have y'all been with a Libra? Hello? Daniel. Did you drown in the water? Damn water sign? Dang, I don't think she knows. Hello? Juicy, step away from the blunt. Juicy, step away from the motherfucking blunt.
Ah. Would you ask me right and leave her?
See what I'm saying? This is that bullshit, cuz. Light her the fuck up, cuz.
And Juicy, I don't know what Juicy, I don't know what I might.
Oh, right now. Right here. Damn. I'm just saying, for those that are listening and need to get in contact with Hot Top Radio, please dial 404-9-HOT-119. That translates to 404-946-8119. Make sure you look us up on Facebook, Hot Top Radio. Check out our pages for the Zodiac pages. Join me on Tag, the Lady Weaver number one. Catch me on Moco Space. I think I'm High Tally. I don't know. Shit. I don't know my name on Moco. How do you find out? Cause you got a Moco Space. Moco Space. Oh, I'm High Tally, Lady Weaver.
No, I ain't got no Moco. I had one back in the day, man, when I was on the Metro and shit, man. You know what I mean?
So it deleted now?
Shit, hell yeah, that shit been going about 3-4 years and about nothing, man. I ain't had no Moco Space in a while, though. I used to fuck with it, though.
You did?
Yeah, I used to fuck with it.
No, I'm just saying, cuz, what about those Scorpios?
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I was talking to one of my, we had a meeting on Friday, and one of my Scorpio listeners had a question for me. She said that she was a, you know, female player as well. She wanted some bitches. You know, I checked the credentials. She, you know, she not one of my passes I give to those that, you know, because I don't judge beauty, you know what I'm saying, because I think everybody's beautiful.
Okay.
I got a chance to check her resume, see a few port cards, see some talent, saw she had some charm. So, you know, I gave her a sample of approval, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to LD. She knows she is. And I ain't talking about long dick either. So, anyway. However, she was like, Lady Lever, I fuck with this amount of men, and they all got bitches. I said, show up, you know, because, you know, that kind of shit don't bother me. That's what I want to hear. There's less trouble for your ass. You know what I'm saying? Less shit you got to worry about. Less cooking, less cleaning up, less, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, and they all got females in here. When I said, uh-huh, and I said, that's how I teach you. You don't go get a bunch of single motherfuckers from under me knocking around your door in the middle of the night. You get the motherfuckers that's married and got girlfriends or can they have a girlfriend, because some of them be gone with chicks and they don't be gone with the chick, they just be there with them. She think they're in a relationship, they don't be.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she was like, and for some reason, they think that they supposed to be the only one I fuck. What's wrong with them? I saying a goddamn thing wrong with them. It's something wrong with your ass. What you mean, Lady Libra? I say, you know exactly what the fuck I mean. You putting that, see, first of all, you're Scorpio, so I know how y'all get down. And what it is, shit. Whoever comes through is who she gonna satisfy, because that's what she like. So when she gets through with that motherfucking ass, they like, look, I don't want nobody else hitting this but me. And the way you giving it to them, they thinking, shit, ain't nobody else hitting this but me. They don't know you got stamina, and you know if somebody else going to be there tomorrow. You quit fucking them like you doing. He went, yeah, I said, in my ass, it's your fault. You right, baby. You right. You right. I'm always right. Am I right about it? Am I wrong about it? Did this conversation not drop off you?
Mm-hmm. Yo, Jen, I think I was right there.
So for those of you all that you know, because I ain't the only female player in the world. I'm just the only one that put it on wax. You know what I'm saying? However, those of you all that, you know, got your little team, you know what I'm saying? Look at him. Now, whatever position they got is the degree of loving that they get. You don't give your number 2,000 the sex that you get a quarterback, okay? Because if not, all of them might as well have a quarterback because you're going to fuck all on the same. If you're going to treat everybody on the call a co-sign or something.
Hey, cuz, I'm going to let you preach, you know what I mean? Not what I'm going to question, you know what I mean? But you're doing what you do right now.
Okay, so you agree?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you agree, Ducey?
Mm-hmm, I agree.
You don't give everybody on your team the same amount? What? If you're going to give everybody the same amount, if you're going to fuck everybody and treat everybody the same, then what the fuck is them having a position? Why should they have a position? They should just all be the mainstream. You see what I'm saying? It's a reason why you the quarterback. It's a reason why you only online. It's a reason why you sitting on the motherfucking sideline waiting to get in the game. You see what I'm saying? It's a reason. And I need y'all all to understand. Cuz, Pimp and Sweet, Juicy, and Lady Leva, all play your role. Play your position. Maybe it's possible for you to move up. Because if something happens and the quarterback get injured, then, of course, we got to have, you know, call in the second-string quarterback. So you might get an opportunity to move up, but don't you try to move yourself up because you might move yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, some of my listeners be like, let me, you just be putting the gang out there. Look, honey, look, I told you I was going to say the word one show at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't handle that game, don't fucking put your piece in. If I don't know how to play Monopoly, I'm not going to pick up the hat cause. I'm not picking up the little shoe. If I don't know how to fuck to play Monopoly. And if I don't know how to play Candyland, I'm going to stick to Candyland cause.
All right.
And y'all need to motherfucking know. Swerve told y'all once before, the shit got to be in you. You don't wear it like a shirt. It can't just be on you. Because you're going to fuck up every time. You feel someone's thinking. Because some people want to motherfucking take you out.
You see, that's why you got to have a coach to give certain players the proper training and the proper guidance.
Tell them again, because who picked the position? The coach. So the coach know what position you can play. The coach know if you're a good kicker, motherfucker.
Because
you know if you can catch, bitch. And guess what? She also knows if your ass need to get over there and chill. Grab some pom-poms. You know what? Some of y'all need to go to the band. Because some of y'all ain't even equipped for this shit. This physical contact type shit. Go up to the band and get your instrument. Ain't that why I was in an instrument? I mean, playing an instrument. Shout out to Viking. Y'all know I'm going to get high before I come on here.
Hey, but man, the problem is, though, man, is just a lot of people don't know their role, man. A lot of people don't even know how to play the games, man. So we're fucking with a lot of beginners right now. You know what I'm saying? Of presentation. So you know what I mean? It's just a lot of watered down teachings going on right now. But at the end of the day, man, you know what I mean? We all attract to one another in a special way, man. We all speak without speaking to each other when we're around each other. So it's like, no matter who you really fuck with, man, at the end of the day, man, as long as you seeing what you're going through from the same eye or looking at that in the same perspective, then, you know what I'm saying, we all can ride this thing out, you know what I mean?
You're right, Carlos. Right. You're damn sure
I think that, you know what I'm saying, I mean, I think that your sign have a lot to do with it, too, because I believe in, like, horoscopes and stuff like that, but I believe that it also depends on the person, you know, and what you're about and how you was brought up. You know, they play a lot, you know, about how you present yourself, too.
Well,
you know, also, it has to do with who you were raised by, too, because, I mean, I'm a Libra, but I got a Cancer influence on my life. My mama Cancer, my dad a Virgo. So I got that Virgo shit.
I mean, it's just a difference, man. It's just a different, man. A lot of us, like you said, it depends on the individual, but at the end of the day, man, you know, a lot of us not cut from the same cloth, man, you know, like niggas like myself, you know what I mean? We had a chance to grow up in the gangster era and the New Jack Swing era. A lot of them niggas jumped on the New Jack Swing shit, man. And then you got niggas like me who jumped on the Too Short shit, man, you know what I mean? So, a lot of us just different.
Sometimes, I be just really wanting to know what's on the Scorpio's mind. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas in the city hating me, man, they tripping. But I'm the only one that's really spitting. My nigga Lil Lee, the only one that's really gripping. Why you deck me up acting like we cool if you don't feel him, nigga? I'm bringing back hip hop. Me and my nigga Drake, DA, Toronto, hip hop,
Southern smoke.
Alright, let me take my jacket off, unlace the Timbs. Here again comes the jabber jaw. This time I'm blabbing all these rappers that feel a certain way, but they give me dapping all. Mad cause the freestyle iller than they whole catalog. I got the gift like Santa Claus. Flow got spring like a catapult. Matter of fact, flow supreme like Diana Ross. I'm after dough like a deer with the antlers off. Niggas acting like scummy was they nigga. Wouldn't even give my man a 12 bar feature. I know who you are cause he wanted me to eat ya. Said, nah, let's keep it peaceful. My nigga was a true weed source. He gave it to us for a cheap cost. At prices we all can eat off. A real street dog. The type of nigga that y'all niggas be studying, learning how to get street off. We have an imposter, alert the doctor. About to hit him up with a chopper like Blanca. Shock him like Blanca from Street Fighter. He got a hurricane kick. Murder everything quick. Look, my new Ryu 9 is stupendous. Why do guys choose my crew to pick with? My crew lie you guys into stitches. I said it and meant it. The Scorpio's mind has many dimensions. I'm spitting an intent sentence. Intent on instant pimping. Hope you're listening to my diction. If you are, then you now should be itching. That is crack you place in your stereo system. Yeah, I be at your burial tripping. Nicholas F. from Richmond. D.A. Scorpio's mind is not a thing to play with all day. Come on.
I've been hated by many, wanted by plenty, disliked by some, but confronted by none. Since they don't show me sincerity, I load up, lock up, take shots with them. I guess you could call it a parody. And compared to D, they went far from watermelon to a quarter felon. Dudes, you appear to me. And if that's not how it is, it's how it appear to be. You got blind heaters and my sweats is a mind reader. And when the psychic get to touching my palm, seeing your physical, the things that you never say to me visible. Especially when one of your artists feeling threatened, cause I'm harnessing a weapon. Would you pardon my reflection? Mirror, mirror, tell me why they wanna get in scrimmage and play around to perfection. I'm the spitting image. My verbal canvas vivid. I told you I'm fitting image. It seems we often wanna start but never get to finish. My verbal campus is Villanova. To those of you feeling hover and writing college rhymes, look, the thrill is over. Let me assist you like a specialist so you can pull it back and try to catch the metaphors of the rest of this. It's not a problem with X. I guess I'm a pessimist, which means if shit goes bad, I say I expected this. And me and Julian, we never got the chance to communicate. Instead of understanding, it's a tune of hate. The city's mine like Oklahoma's the sooner state. And we gon' have to cross paths whether soon or late. So why don't you walk up in a spot using less strut? You ain't more of a chestnut, you lighter and less cut. And let's be honest, by now you should be your own scholar. You still a protege, that's the reason I don't holler. You got rappers being repetitive actors. You stay ahead of the game, I'm ahead of the practice, boy.
Well, Carl. Well, Juicy.
What the hell?
Did y'all see what was on the Scorpio's mind? That was Drake. With a Scorpio's mind.
Oh, I see it through there.
Ow. Did I sprinkle them calls?
Yeah, man, I stopped you. I stopped you one time with that one, man.
I appreciate it. So I need to know, do you know any famous Aquarius?
Do I know any famous?
Do you know any famous Aquarius?
Me?
That independent.
Motherfucker, you retarded. Me. Yeah, you know.
They are very independent.
They independent?
Yeah.
My baby ain't independent. He, well, you know, I don't know. Well, maybe he didn't like for me to do shit, so I don't know. I want to say Gale, because he is an air sign, and Libras and Aquariuses and Geminis are air, and they independent and aloof. But however, you know what I'm saying? I could be dependent. Carl, I'm depending on you.
I mean, I'm checking in, man. Let me know when you're ready for me to step in, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening, man? What you want me to answer, man? You know what I mean? Because I can go on about Aquarius. I can go on about a lot of stuff, too. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know, we are independent, man.
Y'all
it's just.
Like the Libras are. Y'all, are y'all being liars like the Libras?
A bit liars. No, man, that's one thing that you really can't say we'll do, man, is lie, man. You know what I mean? We try to keep it real all the way possible, man, that we possibly can.
I don't believe shit no damn Libra say. And I'm one.
I mean, when it comes
out to the relationship shit, because I'm telling you, they be sitting there, you know, I don't know why. Shit, God damn it.
See, the thing about us Aquarius, man, is when we with you, man, we're going to be with you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I mean? We like it just the way it is, man. We don't want nothing to change. We don't want you to be there. Out of the ordinary, man. You know what I mean?
You ain't got to treat all your hoes that way, right?
With
all your hoes, right?
I mean, when I with them, you know what I'm saying, I don't treat all my hoes the same because, you know what I'm saying, you got to give them different coaching. You can't treat everybody. You can't give everybody the same coaching.
I just told the world it. Okay.
You can't
and
do that.
For LD, my Scorpio faithful listener, stop fucking all along like you do, and they won't be sitting up in my, you better not be looking at that now, knowing they going home, so they be. That makes you keep your thing, though.
But niggas like me, you know what I'm saying, we already know who we want on our team. So it's like we go for what we want. You know what I mean? If it ain't what we want, then we ain't
sweet.
You keep it moving if we ain't what we want, man. You know what I mean? And we don't really care if you don't want to fuck with us or not. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to get mad at you or nothing. You know what I mean?
So people who can know, so they have to do on a team, when you win up a team, how you can know what position you got. I mean, because...
So you got to find the people who are willing to be a team player. Some people you just got selfish motherfuckers. You got selfish motherfuckers, then you got team player.
Selfish because they only want to be your only bitch.
Right. You selfish, man. You can't be selfish. I just like me. I got a bunch of hoes, man, but ain't. I can't get mad one day at one of my hoes for fucking with another nigga, man. I just can't do that, man. Me personally, I can't speak for everybody, but me personally,
Do you have one that you don't want to fuck with nobody? I mean, is it one that you lean towards more that you got a little bit more feeling for? I don't want her to say nobody. Keep up with her.
No,
you know what I'm saying? That twinkle, the one that's got that special treatment.
It's one get special treatment, but you know, she can get caught too. You know what I mean? I know that she can get caught too, even though I don't I may say I don't want her to get caught, or I got to do my thing to, you know, to make sure that she don't get caught, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, everybody can get caught, Shelter. No slip. Everybody can get caught. Even me, if I want to cheat, I still can get caught.
How? You see, don't be sitting there clearing your throat. What's in your damn mouth?
Even if I don't want to cheat, I can get caught, man. So it is what it is, y'all.
I know some famous Libras because Tony Braxton, a Libra.
Yeah, Tony Braxton, that one of my girls, too.
She on your band of bitches.
Oh, man.
Oh, she on the herd of whores.
No, Tony Braxton, she's too bossy to be like that, man, you know what I mean? Tony Braxton is the boss. She's the boss, man, you know what I mean? That's what I like. I fuck with
boss. Libra, cause I'm just showing you all the talent in the Libra section, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, Jeezy, Usher, Bo Hagan, Peanut from the Bread Brothers. Lady Libra,
Corleone. Corleone boy, shout out to them Corleone boy, man, on that, on that southeast side, man, town, man, what's that now? Them town
just
street boys, all them boys, man, I fuck with them.
Plan on coming to the celebrity Libra fair. So come that day trying to get now on the Libras, they lie. You'll be on the team. And if you're not a team player, that ain't where you want to be.
All right.
I like to see. I'm just saying, see, I don't fuck with Scorpios. Now, I like them. I fuck with them on a best friend too, but I don't fuck with them on a relationship as far as dating nobody. If you're a Scorpio, I don't even want your sex.
But see, I had to be careful when I said I don't want this and I don't want that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I had to learn how to deal with shit that I so-called grew up hating, or, you know what I'm saying, just shit that I don't know nothing about. You know what I mean? I had the pleasure to be able to just communicate with certain signs or whatnot to be able to get along with them. But at the same time,
no, I
want to
fuck.
You know, you do have to do this.
What's going on, you know? What's that?
Hey, then I want to say one thing about
counseling.
Even though a counselor is a crayon, you know what I'm saying? We are not crayon. Because let me tell you something, with somebody that I love, I share my everything with them. But
if
it's somebody I know, but a little bit out at a time. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like that.
That's what we like about counselors, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what we get along. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's like the negative energy that presents itself, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bump head and we're going to clash every time, you know what I'm saying? Because personally, the courage is we don't like to deal with negative energy at no time, you know what I mean?
Right, really, right.
We will, but...
Okay. Well, you know where you done met a real counselor now. I don't know what kind of counselor you came across. But,
okay.
Okay. I
gotta
see that. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Like you got took a back for your cousin. What's up, you know?
What's going on, babe?
Which one of you? Is it twin? Is it twin
of the night,
or is it, you know,
all
this
old? Shit, I'm always in over
there. What it is, Wolf?
What's that, babe? I'm always in over.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure, you know, y'all Gemini's, the two of y'all in the same body. I don't know if y'all married to a Gemini. Now the boy's the twin.
And you know what's up, you know what I mean? You know, and that's very, very much true because, you know what I mean? I have my gangster side, you know what I mean, and I have my other side, you know what I mean? So whichever one you bring out, that's which one you're going to get, sure.
So y'all are air signs too, so y'all need y'all space.
Yeah,
you know
true
what?
That. True that.
Y'all crazy. I mean, my ex-husband was Gemini. I married the first person and divorced the second person because I just don't understand what the hell was going on. That man, that, I mean, all I can say is shout out to that man.
Okay,
and you know something? I'm not a big person on the zodiac, but you know what I mean. But when I look up, when I read up on, you know what I mean, it's so true. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And it is. You know what I mean? I do need my space sometimes. Sometimes I can just go off and to my own little corner. You know what I mean? And just get away from everything. You know what I mean? But that's how I am. You know. So, but I also had that you know what I mean, those two sides. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I got my gangster side. You know what I mean? One day I might wake up and had a Tim's on, then the next day I may have on, you know what I mean, had a Hall Hills on, you know, prepping look.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
I don't fuck with y'all, Gemini. I don't fuck with y'all.
But you know what? One of the greatest was a Gemini, though, you heard? One of the greatest rappers was a Gemini.
Who?
One of the greatest rappers. One of the greatest rappers was a Gemini.
Oh, you from my
school? Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
both his careers. I like both
yeah.
his careers.
You know what I mean? And he also had that thuggish side, you know what I mean, that thug-like side. And he also had that sweet
and
side.
And he needs the right motherfucking poetry to make your pussy just wet the flow. All down the street.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
But Gemini's are freaks too, you know what I mean? So they real sexual in the bed. Huh?
You think I don't motherfucking know that? I'm
okay.
Man,
okay.
First of all, let me think. Okay, Capricorn, are they freaks? They like money. But I think they freaky too. Yeah, because Mama Ryan said Capricorn. And that's what she did. That's all she said. Okay, we know Aquarius is all freaks. Shout out to DJ Sweet. Shout out to Showstopper. Okay, then we got the Pisces. Pisces motherfucking freaks too. And after that, we got Aries. Oh, my goodness. Oh. They beyond for they like super duperty dynamic.
What?
Yeah. Taurus.
I didn't know that.
Gee, I think Taurus is free. They're more down to earth, but they're
yeah,
freaky. Then you got Gemini.
I
know they
see.
Free. Then you got after Gemini come counsel. No counsels are freaky. Look. So far, that's half the zodiac. Okay, off the counter. We got Leo. Fire sign. No, they motherfucking preachers. After Leo, you got Virgo. My brother was just on here Thursday talking about how freaky the Virgos were.
Yeah, Virgos are freaky like a
boss. You got them hotel Libras. Straight motherfucking. We the motherfucking goddamn sign of all this shit. Thanks to the Libras, the world is here. Ruling planet Venus, the planet of love, beauty, sex. Then you got them freaky ass Scorpios. They don't get no fucking better.
Yeah.
Then the hot ass Sagittarius.
Shout out to the Scorpios.
That's how
Oh, no.
You see what I'm saying? That's the bullshit right there, right? The rope, the fuck, the hell up. How about that,
what
motherfucker?
I heard too much going on, man. What's happening?
You ain't heard shit.
Man, I heard Juicy laughing and no shouting out for the Scorpios, man. I heard something.
I ain't saying
that. I said, I heard Juicy laughing and her and no say shout out for the Scorpios, man. I just heard you, man. One of the days with me, I'm at that high over here, man. What's happening? Y'all let me know what's going on, man. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty good, man. That's what's going on. Wow.
Come on, man. Get me out of speed.
My
get me out of speed. Hey,
I'm
saying. But all I want to say about the signs, though, you know, like I said, you know, Cancers, Tauruses, Geminis, you know. No, I fought with them, but at the same time, you know, it's like we have love-hate relationships, you know what I mean, because we take shit a certain way, and, you know, if it come off to us a certain way, then that's how it's going to be. You know what I mean? It's like our downfall is, you know, we have so many cards to play, we just get confused on what card that needs to be played, because, you know what I'm saying, we got so many options, but at the same time, it's like, you know, when you're an original player, man, you just go ahead and react off instinct, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
everybody.
Hey, and Liv, I got a question. You know what I mean? I don't know if this, you know, like I said, I ain't a big Zodiac person, but, you know what I mean? I know the one thing about me. You know what I mean? I can go anywhere in the United States, you know what I mean, and adapt and fit in with whatever, however they're getting down, I can adapt. You know what I mean? I don't know. If that's what my zodiac says I can do, or it's just me, you know what I mean? Because like I said, I done been to damn near almost every major city in the United States, or right? I mean, and shit, wherever I go, I fit in, you know what I mean? I adapt to however they rocking, you know what I mean? I rock. Just like when I first came to Atlanta, you know what I mean? When I first came to Atlanta, I came to the Bluff, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I adapted, you know what I mean? I fit right in, you know what I mean? At first it was kind of like, you know, at first it was kind of like, all right, let me see how they getting down. Let me see how they doing it. You know what I mean? I adapt to it, and I fit right in, even when I went to prison. You know what I mean? I'm able to adapt to any kind of situation I put my, you know, I be in. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's my zodiac or what it is. You did, so kind of help me out with that, Libra.
Yeah, that's a good one. You might be part chameleon.
Say that again?
Chameleons, they adapt to their surroundings. Yeah. So you might be mixed up with Amphibian.
What the hell that is? Shit.
You know, goddamn well, I'm a beautiful monster. Don't even worry.
All my life and the hereafter, I've never seen someone like you. You're a knife, sharp and deadly, and it's me that you cut into. But I don't mind, in fact I like it, though I'm terrified, I'm turned on, scared of you. I don't mind.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big, big thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Dr. N.O., Dr. Juice, and Dr. Sweet.
What's that?
Hey. See ya. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lil, I'm going to keep it real with you. You lost me with that song there. You heard me? You lost me.
Wait a minute, hold on. I got something in my mouth. Hold on.
Oh man, I'm talking about it. Oh, shout out to Crack.
He didn't. No, it's funny. I like it when you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you're addressing the issue now, because you could have waited the next week and said it, so that wouldn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Say again.
However, I know I'm glad you addressed it now. Because you might have waited the next week and I wouldn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep it.
That song was supposed to be about a Libra, but they didn't say nothing about the Libra. They just described the Libra as a beautiful monster.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you know,
we just have to understand. We just have to understand, man, that you know, we have to learn how to adapt to your international audience, man. That's all. That
you know
is.
I take that one.
That's
all, Jeff. I'm going to beat your ass. I thought my club was trying to shine on me. Her club be shining on me, Neo. You be, you know, I'm going to damn you. Listen, shout out to Vitus. Hold on.
But,
club be shining on me, you know.
Yeah.
You know he be doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't be trying to know you, cuz, you know what I'm saying?
I just
had to put us and Hot Talk Radio on game as far as, you know, you have a whole wide range of audience members that tune in to the show, so we have to just be courteous on your style.
Well,
that was me,
your clothes. I mean, you sound like it was a walk or something. I do like rock, though. You know, being a DJ, being a female player slash DJ, you got to be versatile with the music. You know, like classical, rock, jazz, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
You can't just like hip-hop and R&B.
Right, I agree.
And gangsta music.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what people want to hear. She don't want to hear nothing but sprinkle
gangsta.
God. Really, I don't want to hear that but pimp shit, but it's all good, man. You know,
pimp shit. You gotta realize that the art of pimping, you gotta make love to a female mind. That's the art of pimping. See, somebody can give you the schooling correctly.
But you know, what you don't understand is what pimps do is we utilize our skills to get paid, regardless of whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? The art of the thing is to try to create a way to get paid off the shit that we get involved in. That's all pimping is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like giving away game for free. Some niggas can put their game in a book and sell that shit for millions. And, you know what I mean, other niggas can just do it like us. We could just sprinkle it a little bit at a time, you know what I'm saying? And longevity, you know what I'm saying, that should have come back to us like residuals, you know what I mean? That's just how it
is. Wow. Don't do that.
That's cold. That's just how the game goes, man. You know what I'm saying? Too bad that pimps is not a Zodiac sign, man, but that shit is universal, though.
You super cool. I like Sagittarius too. I like them all. Don't get it wrong, people. I'm not saying that no Zodiac is wrong or to be disliked. But some of them are just a little bit, all of them got their hurt, and all of them got their, like Libra. When those scales go to balancing up and down, we don't know whether we want you today. 15 minutes from now, we all want you. That shit ain't no joke, man. Do you know how close I come to firing my quarterback every day? Juicy. Do I not just finna fire the quarterback every day? I'm telling you, I was on the phone firing the quarterback, and he said something that got himself back in the game. Shout out to the quarterback. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying,
the shit was crazy. I mean, 1 minute you want them, next minute, fuck that. I don't want that no more.
And that's where the communication come in, that, you know what I'm saying? It's not that, you know, we all fought with each other, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the signs and shit. But, you know, we all know that, you know, certain signs we are more compatible with than more than others. But at the end of the day, you know, goes back to what Jesus said, man, it all just depends on the person, man, who you willing to fuck with, man, you know what I mean? You just got to be on the same program, man, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be at the end of the day, man.
I agree.
That's just like me, man. I got hoes, man, but, you know, I got to do my thing to make sure that a nigga can't catch my hoe, man. So I got to, my services that I provide, I got to make sure that, you know, satisfaction guaranteed, man. You know what I'm saying? You get what you pay for, man.
You know what?
You like it?
That's how it gotta be, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all niggas who ain't got damn servicing your hoes like you're supposed to be servicing your hoes, man, you need to goddamn go check yourself, man, because a nigga will come take your hoe, man. I might have been a little too harsh, but everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're growing in this motherfucker, man.
And that's so much true. If you ain't servicing them right, they will go somewhere else and get serviced like they want to be serviced, though, you heard me?
But that's for a man or a woman. You know, that go both ways.
True that.
Get them, Joseph.
And that's why y'all women, that's why y'all women got to keep it tight and wet. Or wet and tight, however you want to put it.
Keep it tight. See, that's why I don't want no babies.
Baby.
I ain't going to be touching on my pussy, baby. I'm going to have a tight, nice pussy, baby. If a nigga left me, it's because I didn't want his ass, and he knew it was going to get broke over with. He knew it. He knew it was coming. And he saved himself the trouble by going ahead and dismissing himself.
You see, that's why, you know what I'm saying, like I said, when it comes to us sides, man, that's a curious, man, you know. One thing we know for sure is loyalty, man, when it comes to being in relationships and shit. So it's like, we motherfucking, I forgot what I was going to say, y'all.
Damn.
My bad. I was doing too much right now. My bad, fellas. It'll come.
Hey, Cole. Hey.
My bad, y'all.
I'm going to have to write you up, Cole.
Yeah, I'll chop it up.
I'm going to have to write you up.
I might have to sign something for the sign, man. I forgot what I was going to say, man.
I understand.
You know what, Cole? You know what I'm saying? I love the Zodiac because, you know what? You just really never know what you're going to get regardless. You know what I'm saying? With the Zodiac sign. And if you ask me, all of them are freaking, all of them bring you love. You know what I'm saying? Tyrese said it first.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get mannish. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Every sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee ya to give you everything your body's missing, baby. Are you the Zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me and you make me stand. Are you the Zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
and you make me stand.
Mm-hmm. we're connected. And I think you're kind of sexy, baby. You say Capricorn, take my hand. I'ma take it to lover's land. I'ma show you things you've never seen. All night long, baby, make my day.
You know, I didn't lose you this time, Bill.
Nah, you were right on point. Appreciate it.
And that was a sprinkle. DJ Sweet, you like that sprinkle?
Yeah, I can date.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I would. I felt that. But what I was trying to say before, I forgot what I was saying, because, you know what I'm saying, we so loyal that, you know, all we want, man, is to, you know, just have a good understanding of what's going on, man. We value the friendship, man. You know, that's all we want, man, is never forget the friendship, though. Never forget where we came from, you know what I mean? To get where we're from, man. That's how we keep it moving.
I didn't know that. Y'all value the friendship.
Yeah, man, we'll take a friendship before we take anything else, man, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, because that's how we like, man. We like a real smooth operation, man. We don't like no static.
Do you want to be my cousin or do you want to be my friend? Bye.
Oh, I'm standing with the kids.
Back in your right mind,
because
it was only for the love I got in for you.
I don't know what that was, but you're not, babe. You might want to watch that for right there.
I scared you, Cole. Cole, I scared you.
I wouldn't say scared me, but it was irritating, I tell you that much. It would blow you.
Aquarius is easy to scare.
I don't know where
you
got that.
I like Leo too, cuz ain't nothing like the king of the motherfucking jungle.
Leo.
I'm real. Hell yeah, I love Leo. Oh, honey. Son of a beat your motherfucking chest. Beat my motherfucking chest. I don't give a fuck. I love myself a motherfucking Leo. And for those of you all that are listening on the switchboard, in the event that you desire to say something, please press the number one, and you will be included into the conversation. Don't be afraid. I didn't say anything bad about any 48 sign. Certain ones I don't take serious. I'm sorry. And for those that are listening, you already know why you got your position now. Take it or leave. Okay, back to what I was saying. Cuz, can you call me in the prescription for Vicodin? I mean, what do the doctors say when they call in? They give them a cold or something for their license?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the doctor cold is, because I need enough of a prescription for Vicodin. I just put my last one. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to see my PCP and tell them I'm having all kind of things. Because they say I can't get no more.
Yeah, I don't fuck with pharmaceuticals, man. Yeah,
my ass. For those that are listening, in the event that you have some Vicodin, a.k.a. hydrocodone, whatever the fuck it's called, I need
a bottle.
Yeah, a bottle.
A whole bottle.
I need at least 500 milligrams. This one here has 750 milligrams. So I really prefer that, but I'll take 500 because I think they gave me 500 when I got my wisdom teeth pulled.
So, yeah, but I start taking all that shit, man. You know what I mean? That shit ain't
done
nothing.
I'm in pain. I'm hurt right now. You done hurt me.
Man, get you a box of Swisher Sweet Cigarellos.
And call you cuz.
In the cell of the clinic, and I promise you, man, you want to fat them things, all that pain to be gone, Shelby.
Okay, for those of you all that got some of that or hydrocortisone, call 404-946-HOT. Wait a minute, hold on, shit. Shout out to Viking. 404-946-8119. And if you
can't
remember it, just do
404-9-HOT-119.
Shut up. 404 got weed.
That's all you need to call.
Somebody need to call me because, I just feel like I need it. I'm real worried right now.
I refuse to take any of those pharmaceuticals.
What I supposed to do, you know what I'm saying?
I'm scared, I mean, I'm
no more Vicodin, and they told me they weren't going to give me no more.
And y'all got addicted, and now you finna go pay for it.
I'm hurting. My pussy hurt. Dick, I'm hurting. Shit.
Take a break, Shota.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Can't fuck twice a day, 5 days a week, Shota.
You can't
buzz it open twice a day, 5 days a week. Yeah.
Why come I can't? Because I got to get right. Daddy. You know what? Uh-huh. I love the Zodiac. Because, I mean, all I do is sit up a jet base there and stay off the Zodiac.
The future of R&B.
Zodiac sign.
Show me what your sign is. Show me what your sign is. Show me what your sign is.
What's your zodiac sign?
Lately, this is the
Tape Masters
exclusive.
Something that I wanna say, but part of me don't really wanna ask. We've been getting along so far, the question tormenting my mind. I may not like the answer you give back. Forever will you like me, or suffer a bad breakup? We're caught up in what might be, or will we know how to make up? Last time our signals weren't on deck, show the signs, no respect. Spent the whole summer being put in check. What's your sign, your sign? I don't know if we connect, all you Aries, Virgo, Taurus, Gemini, girl, holla back. Hey, what's your sign, your sign? Are you Leo, Libra, Capricorn? I think I'm in my match, I gotta know your zodiac. What's your sign, your sign? Scorpio, Aquarius, Sagittarius, Pisces, Cancer, please say the right thing. What's your sign, your sign? What's your sign, your sign? What's your sign, your sign? What's your sign, your sign?
Show me what your sign is. 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 Show me what your sign is.
I'm going through another day, and every piece of you has grown on me. Warmed up here to a point of no return. Banking on a 1 in 12 chance, but it's only 8%. As I await your confirmation, I feel it burning. Pick up seeing your first phone in a ring that you wore. Now I'm thinking back to previous relationships before. I truly adore you, and I really want more of you. They say opposites attract, but I don't know, no. What's your sign, your sign? I wanna know if we connect, all you Aries.
Show me what you're
Now, what you think about that?
I like that right there. I like that.
I sure appreciate the co-sign, you know. You know, you just got a promotion.
I didn't hear you say it again.
You got a promotion.
I'm gonna tell you if it's hotter or not, you know what I mean?
And I appreciate that because anything you ain't gangster, he don't like. He wrote up for that too. And then, you know, he be thinking that my cousin, I can ask for it if I want to. You know, so I'm gonna fuck my cousin up, you know.
You can't do that.
Yes, sir. What, is it against the cold bloodline or something?
Yeah.
You see the shit he do. Now, I'm sure the world agrees that if every tweet gets away with murder on Hot Talk Radio, he gets to have sex online, he be smoking, he be doing every damn thing. He ain't defending himself right now because he's talking about doing something he ain't got no bed.
we here, man. You know what I mean? We just chilling.
We here. You know what I'm saying? We here. See, that's the bullshit I be talking about. Can you say write up? Can you say pencil and paper? Now, eat pen.
Man, Hot Talk Radio already know, man. Hot Talk Radio already know, man. It won't be right if I don't get rolled up, shall I? You know what I mean? It just won't be right, son. You know what I mean? That's just like a badass kid coming to your class every day, man. You know that motherfucker finna be bad every day, son. So you gotta learn. That's how it's gonna be, son.
And then what you to do? Lady Label. Stop. Don't do that, Lady Label. You don't want my pain.
Yeah, man.
Next time she tell me to give somebody one more chance, I'm blowing her ass up.
Oh, shit.
I ain't getting no juice to counsel.
So now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's you know, like I said, I ain't too. I've been trying to find out what's the Gemini match. You know what I mean? So I've been trying to find out.
Oh, you don't want to know that, Bootney. Because then that's going to fuck up your whole team. Because then you're going to start going around trying to see who on your team that's in fine, and you're probably going to be eliminating your team. But
nah,
who's compatible with a Gemini and who is like, you know what I'm saying? You really want to know? You ready for this?
Yeah, there's always room for more.
Okay. Libra.
With a Gemini?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I'm trying to leave with
it. That's why you can understand my craft like you do. You know what I'm saying?
So no.
You don't
want
to understand me.
So no.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go find my Libra. I don't think I have no Libra.
Do you know what the same one bitch too is? Do you know the sign for bitch one and bitch two?
Yeah, I know there ain't no legal. So their birthday ain't nowhere around this time. Their birthday done passed, so shit.
Oh. Can you give me my birthday?
One of them birthday in January. And shit, I don't know when bitch number two birthday. I know it done passed, though.
Nobody on Hot Talk Radio is decent. If this is, I'm telling you now, if you're trying to be monogamous and do right, this is not the station for your ass.
But I can call and find out if y'all want me to. I can call. I know she ain't no leaving on.
Just say, when your birthday, and then don't say nothing else.
Don't say nothing else.
We're trying to figure out when her birthday, you know, why? Because they don't want to be able to break her down to you. I know everything. Go ahead. Everybody be quiet.
But what you got to do, though, man, is just get you one of each, bro. Get you one of all.
Look at this bullshit here. See?
That's what you need, bro.
But you know what? I ain't got that much.
You need a dose for everybody, man. I promise you, once you dose for everybody, man, then you can better make your assessment.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Every day, all day. You got to. No doubt. You know what?
still on
but
my
But look, people, I really don't have have that much time on my hands no more. You know what I mean? To do all that, so.
What you can handle, see, sweet.
Yeah.
Team all in Florida and shit. You know what I'm saying? She's a full time pimp.
Cause I got to keep them happy, so.
Full time pimp. You know what I'm saying?
I got to keep them all happy. So if I have too many of them, you know what I mean? They all can't be happy. You know, it's going to be hard for me to keep them all happy. So,
he missed the lesson at first. See,
you
give them their happiness by their status, their rank. If it's bitch number one, she gets the most happiness. Bitch number two has to get what she can get. That's why she bitch number two.
That's right.
So stop stressing yourself out trying to make bitch. See, I had to have a talk with one of the Scorpio listeners. You know her, Friday at the Fish Fry. Because she couldn't understand why she got seven niggas on the team seven different nights of the week, and they all got seven bitches, you know, one bitch apiece, and she couldn't understand why they felt like she was the only thing, they was the only thing that she was with. Each one of them thought they had two women, and that's it, her and the bitch at home. And I looked in her eyes, and I told her, you know what the hell you doing. Stop looking at everybody the same, and they won't be confused like that.
That's what you're supposed to think, though, in order for everything to go smoothly, man. If that's what you're thinking, if Showstopper thinking that he the only one getting that pussy, then that's what he's supposed to think. Simple as that.
Oh,
fire. anybody, you know what I'm saying?
That's
even my hoe. All my hoes think I'm just fucking up.
This nigga that she was talking about, these seven niggas, each one of them got a broad at home. So that's how you do your team if you don't want niggas knocking at your door 12, 1 o'clock at night. Who the fuck in there? Who the fuck called this? You get some on the team that got a bitch to keep their ass at home so you can do you. Now, in my case, I ain't running my program like that.
Well, with me, bitch number one gonna think she the only one. But bitch two, three, four, five, and so on, they gonna always know about number one, you know what I mean? Because I let them know. It's up to them. You know what I mean? Because see, it's like they said, if bitch number two see me out with bitch number one, she know not to come up to me, you dig? You know what I mean? Because she already know it is, you know what I mean? That's anyone I deal with, I always let them know, look, I got bitch number one. I don't plan on going nowhere right now unless you step your game or you do some amazing shit. You dig? So, you know what I mean? It's up to you if you're going to accept the situation, if you're willing to play the part on the team. You know what I mean? If not, then you keep on going because, shit, there's plenty of them out here. You remember? So I always let them know. You know what I mean? Shit.
Dang.
I always let them. That way I don't have no problem. You know what I mean? So that's just how I rock. You dig?
What about when you have a... I don't even know your situation was strong at first. But the one you kicking it with, you can't even tell her that because she's telling you, okay, well, if you need to accommodate that bitch feeling, then maybe you shouldn't kick it over here. You can just go on over there and be her man. No. I mean, you can't even make your second bitch behave. She put the shit on blast. She will call her the hoe and tell her and tell you if you don't like it, and don't bring your ass back. Now, what do you do about shit like that?
Wait, run that by me again?
When bitch number two say, damn, you bitch number two, I can't even explain it.
I'm going to put it like this. Bitch number two, she got a nigga. You know what I mean? And I ain't going to stop it from, you know what I mean? Like, we got an agreement, you know what I mean? When I need some or whenever she needs something, you know what I mean, we meet. You know what I mean? But I ain't gonna tell, look, you can't see such and such. If I see bitch number two out with a nigga, I'm gonna throw the deuces and keep it moving, you dig? You know what I mean? So
I should have hit deuces right then.
Huh?
I was just talking shit. But I'm just saying, what if bitch number two in a situation where bitch number two say, well, if you want me to flex down when you round bitch number one, if it's like that, then guess what? You just gonna kick with bitch number one.
Well, then she just got to go.
You called up with bitch number two that you can't let her go?
I try not to get emotionally attached to that person. You know what I mean?
What do you advise a caller that bitch number two got more control than bitch number one?
Shit, what do I vibe? Shit. I don't know. I never been in that predicament.
If it's a problem, then you motherfucking go be with bitch number one. I don't even come over here.
And then you go be with bitch number one.
Huh?
Because bitch number one is bitch number one for a reason.
But you ain't willing to leave bitch number two alone, and bitch number two ain't shut up yapping about it at all.
Well, if I'm put out this, if you're doing what you got to do with bitch number two, you ain't got to worry about all that. You know what I mean? If you're doing what you got to do to please her, to keep her happy, you ain't got to worry about all that. You know what I mean? I ain't just talking about sexually. I'm talking about mentally, physically, and emotionally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me a long time ago, the key to a woman is her mind. You know what I mean? Once you get her mind, you got everything else. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? A lot of,
What's going on?
I'm trying to find out what the fuck going on, man. What the fuck is all this shit, man? Y'all talking about all these motherfuckers, man.
We talking about Zodiac signs. You about to turn me the fuck off.
You say what, man? What's going on with the Pisces, man? Y'all know that shit, man. It's all about the Pisces. What's that?
When it goes Zodiac sign?
All we do is fish, man.
You the Pisces?
All day, every day. That's all we do, man. We'll never drown, man. Everybody love that brain food, man.
Yeah, y'all real sexual. Are you the fish swimming upstream or the fish swimming downstream?
I'm swimming all over this motherfucker, man.
Come on,
up, down, left, right. All that good shit, nigga. Try me, nigga.
Yeah, I'm finna see what Puerto Rico got to say about this shit.
We can do it, Microsoft. Cause I got that hard drive. Yeah.
Pisces, girl, that's a Pisces, girl, my soul reject. I think I need a Capricorn, cause a Capricorn's never
beat me.
I'm looking for a Zodiac free, a Zodiac friend.
You know, did you like that sprinkle?
I love it. I love it.
Yay. Well, what you think about that, Juicy?
Yeah, I like that.
DJ Sweet?
Yo, yo. I was sleeping.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't put
you know
me sleep like quick, so.
You know what I'm saying? You know? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm telling you, man, yeah.
See, people tell you in your bloodline, they can just show their ass, literally. I only want to fucking retreat. That's not going to happen.
I'm up, no, child, I'm back. Come on, man.
4553.
What happened, man? What they do, man? What you know a lot about the Pisces, man, so what the fuck going on, man?
Oh, shoot, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute. You stuttering. Let me see if I can help your motherfucking slur.
You can't kill no fish, man. You can't kill no fish, man. We swim all through that shit, man. We don't die, man. We multiply, nigga. Shit.
Don't laugh at that bullshit. I'm hungry.
You're going to need a whole lot more than that chicken, nigga. This motherfucker.
This motherfucker tongue is stuck, y'all. I don't like stuck tongue, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like your face.
That
no.
Shit is
crazy. I don't like it.
Whatever, nigga. Your tongue
like...
is stuck to the roof of your mouth. You ain't eating peanut butter, huh?
My eight baby mamas love it, though.
Your eight baby mama, that's I wouldn't tell nobody I had eight different baby mamas.
So what, nigga? Love fucking. What's fucking? The whole world loves fucking, though.
Goddamn, 33 seconds left in the motherfucking show. For those of y'all that tuned in and listened, thank you so much. The show will be available for your listening pleasures at 11:15. Be sure to join our Hot Top Radio Legion of Super Bitches. That's super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. For the new listeners, unleash the bitch in you. Join our Zodiac pages, Hot Top Radio's Legion of Libras, Leos, Scorpios, Pisces, Virgo.
That's right, nigga. How about the Pisces, nigga? How about the Pisces, nigga?
Pisces. I hope y'all fixed it.
Well, hold on, goddamn. Don't you disrespect that Zodiac, goddamn. Let me know what Zodiac got there. Goddamn. Hold on, goddamn. Don't you goddamn stop that shit, nigga.
Not nothing at all with no motherfucker like you tonight. I'm
trying
to shut the door down.
Slow
down. Especially these gone wild ass motherfuckers. Shut up. Now, like I said,
you just shut up.
Now, feel free at any given moment, sweet, you know. If anybody want to check in, y'all can, because I'm trying. Because if I check in, more, I'm going to check life.
Okay.
Obviously, he want to see if y'all can motherfucking shoot him the fuck down. Because you know I can't. All I got to do is click a button.
Well, you know, see me lately, I don't do no tongue twists, you know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of cats do a lot of barking. I don't bark. I just bite you, you know what I mean? So, if I was to try to check him on here, you wouldn't be doing nothing but a lot of barking, you know what I mean? That's not even my style. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, he can meet us somewhere, you know? You know what I'm saying? On Hot Top Radio, they want to mount up. You know what I'm saying? We work together. You know what I'm saying? All the women want to be feeling like they special is goddamn sweet. I don't like that sprinkle. The sprinkle just broke the whole world down and they understand this shit. I don't like.
Hey, man, all the callers said, River, what's happening on this motherfucker, mate, you know what I mean? You checking in for the Pisces and all that, mate, you know what I mean? You just said, what's happening, mate? So that's what be killing. Y'all be freezing up when y'all get some real G's and some real OG niggas to call in for the show.
Real G on the phone, just because,
you know what I'm saying, we don't.
That's emotion. No real G's come from water signs.
I got them channel here on that shit, though. You saw that shit, now, nigga. I come with the whole face, goddamn. I sure you got them location, shit, nigga.
Listen to that
bullshit. And my gun look like a fish, too, nigga. My gun shit like a fish, nigga. Don't play no games, nigga. Shit, nigga. Hell around with you, nigga. Don't disrespect the sign. L. Fuck you. A Libra? Fuck is a Libra, nigga.
No, can't even talk. Oh,
nigga, you better respect that gangster if I come out that water on your ass, nigga.
Nigga, please.
A fish will die outside of water.
Don't get it fucked up.
You just
throw
your ass. You could survive
10 seconds on the ground. That's all right, nigga. Get in my water, nigga. What would I do?
This nigga needs therapy. You know what? We all for therapy. We don't do him speech and
therapy. Fuck your therapy, nigga.
He mad.
Get what, nigga? You the. You got that? Use a lame. Yeah. I ain't mean to do that, you know. I'm sorry. I had to feel me. But if you need to reach us for any promotional needs or anything, feel free to hit 4049 HOT 119. That translates to 404-946-8119. And you will be transferred to speak with someone that can assist you in all of your advertising promotional needs. Would you like to proceed with your closeout?
I just want to give a shout out to all the zodiac signs, you know what I mean? Especially them Geminis, you know what I mean? Y'all make sure y'all check out that Legion of Gemini page.
That's about it, Jill. That's Dr. Hino, y'all.
I wanted to finish on my topic, but we're going to say that for another time, though, you heard? I just want to educate these young players that's coming up, you know what I mean? So,
What's your topic?
Keys to mastering a woman's mind, you know what I mean? What's the real key to a woman? You know what I mean? A lot of people think the key to a woman is digging a dime, but that's not the key.
Okay, what we're going to do is, once we all meet, because I keep getting text messages because the system overloaded again, as usual. However, in the event that we don't have to spin off this one to give those that miss being a live caller for Tuesday, then you're up.
That's what's up.
You got to be ready to handle your business. Okay. Kevin Sweet, wake up and do your clothes out. How about that?
I don't want to say, man, that speaking of signs, man, I just say, man, we all just need to pay attention to the signs that's going on in our life right now, man, and make wise decisions, man, and think about it carefully, man, with everything you do, man, and y'all can live in peace. And your boy keeping it pimping in their mind, man. What's happening?
You see? Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that you don't have to come on so strong because who you is a show in a way. Shout out to the council. So I'm saying, everybody just keep your head up and believe in God. Keep it moving.
That's right. Always, you don't get so caught up in it. You know, it's fun and entertaining, and it really is some truth to it, but just always remember to focus on yourself, your family, and whatever it is that you believe in. You know, don't get self-absorbed in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we're going to do a spinoff Tuesday or not, but however, you know we keep it funky. No matter what the fuck we talking about, we could be talking about curtains, and it'll be 2 hours and it'll be fine. It's just how hot our radio is. From the sheets to the motherfucking streets, we bring it. Ride or fucking die. Reach into dreams every day or die. Dig into excuses. Choice is yours, not ours. Don't blame us for your motherfucking misery. Shout out to Showstopper, Schizo House Productions. Shout out to 38 Hot. Shout out to all our affiliates and associates. Shout out to John Doe. Shout out to all the hosts here. I'm tired. This shit is a lot, you know what I'm saying? You know, the fact that I'm healing, it takes more of my energy to do this, but I keep it going because I know that you all love to hear what Hot Talk Radio has to say. We are a team here, you know. We're getting ready to get together and make sure that Stat has the support that she needs for our next fundraiser because we're trying to do major things. We got the pre-party for the Libra Celebrity Affair coming up next Saturday. We starting it out now. We're jumping it out. We're going to be having parties every Saturday up until the Celebrity Libra Affair. So get yourself ready, get your calendar set, on your mark, you're set, let's motherfucking go. If Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker, stay on your toes. I'm a beautiful monster and a beautiful nightmare. That's just how it goes. Shout out to all the motherfucking Libras, which are unbalanced ass. I'm the only Libra in the whole wide world that's balanced, the only one. And however, ladies, keep it tight, because I'm sorry. I've been missing the whole valid point all this time. And if you want to know how to keep it tight, email me, hottopradio@gmail.com, and I will transfer that back. Or I may do a show. Keep it tight. Now, you know, just saying, y'all like it tight, fresh, and wet. So, ladies, I like to give it to how the men so they want it. Tight, fresh, and wet. And if you don't naturally have a tight pussy, learn how to do Kegel exercises and close that motherfucker down. Fellas, wait a minute. N.O. said made love to the women. Hold on. N.O. said to wait till a woman was through her motherfucking mind. Now, I used to teach y'all to go hard. I'm going to tell you, go through her head. Because, you know, he ain't no too old to learn. I'm not one of those people that want somebody to tell me something new out on the flyer. Ladies, keep it tight, fresh, and wet. And whoever that is talking is going to get shot the hell up. Ladies, keep it tight, fresh, and wet, fellas. Get in your woman's head. Find out what you're doing. Oh, hell no. Find out what it is that stimulates your woman mentally. And I promise you, you're a winner and keeper. When you gone, she'll hold tight and wet on you because you're in her mind. That's the tip game right there. Tip and sweet, tell you as well. Until the next time. I holla.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to you.